Welcome to part 7 of Living the Best Life, a discipleship journey. Today we're going to look at the subject of servanthood. So where better than to start but with Jesus? We know Jesus left heaven and came down to earth in order to serve humanity. His death is the supreme example of his servanthood, fulfilling the will of God, his Father. If we look at this world, greatness in this world, from a world point of view, is it can be measured by how many people serve you. But what Jesus did is he redefined the meaning of greatness by reversing the world's viewpoint. So for a Christian, a disciple, true greatness is measured in terms of service without thought of personal reward. Now, Jesus reinforces this principle with the example of himself as one who serves. This is what I love about Jesus. Jesus never asks us to do anything he's not willing to do himself, and he sets us the perfect example. Now, in the Gospel of Luke, which is Matthew, Mark and Luke, the third book in the New Testament, chapter 22, verse 27, Jesus says these words, "For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But, Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves." So what does Jesus say here and what does he do? He models the servanthood that he expects from his disciples. In the Gospel of Mark, which is Matthew, Mark, chapter 10, verse 45, this is what Jesus says again. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." In the New Testament, again, we're introduced to the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul calls himself a number of things. The first thing, though, and primarily what he calls himself when he introduces himself to the church, is a servant of Jesus. And if in the Greek we look at the word servant, he actually uses the word bondservant. So what is a bondservant? A bondservant is a slave who cannot resign from their position and work for somebody else. So now, for the Apostle Paul, he is a bondservant to Jesus. Jesus is his master, and he cannot resign his position and serve anybody else. Primarily, first of all, he is a bondservant of Jesus Christ. So let's look at that in the book of Romans. Paul writes to the church at Rome, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. And he introduced himself. "Paul, a servant," which is bondservant of Christ Jesus, "called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God." Secondly, he calls himself a servant of the gospel and of the church family. So Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5, "For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." So he introduces himself once again as their servant for the sake of Jesus. So as we look at the life of Jesus, we study Jesus' life, we find that Jesus willingly relinquishes his heavenly glory, and he sets us the example of relinquishing our own interests for the sake of serving others. We find that Jesus was not concerned about his own reputation. He willingly took on the role of a servant. The Bible says, as we study this next verse in a minute, that he made himself of no reputation in order to become a servant to mankind. So the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Philippi this time, in his letter to the church in Philippi, the Philippian church, and he says to have the same attitude as Jesus did himself. What was that attitude? Jesus emphasized a servant heart. So the Apostle Paul is writing to the Philippian church and saying, be like Jesus, be a servant, have a servant heart. So this is what we read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and 7. In your relationships with one another, have the same mind as Christ Jesus, who being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, by being made in human likeness. So Jesus was passionate. He was concerned about serving God the Father, bringing glory to him. And Jesus did not want glory for himself. He took on the role of a servant. And you know, church, today we have both the opportunity and the privilege of being disciples of Jesus Christ to bring glory to the Father, to bring glory to Jesus, and through our lives be bond servants to him. The more we become like Jesus, the more his glory rather than our own reputation influences how we serve other people. As disciples, it is important that Jesus becomes greater in our lives and we become less. So in your journal, I'm going to ask you to write down this verse now, which is John chapter 3, verse 30. And I'd like you, if you don't know it already, to learn this verse. This is what it says in John chapter 3, verse 30. He, which is Jesus, must become greater and I must become less. So the disciples had been with Jesus for some time. They had seen and experienced firsthand his servanthood and the example he had set. And now Jesus was on the final part of his journey to the cross. As we get to the 13th chapter in the Gospel of John, John chapter 13, Jesus called his disciples together for a meal. Now, it might be a good idea to stop the video now, open your Bibles and read John chapter 13 and look at that story. So Jesus called the disciples together for a meal and he's going to set an amazing example of servanthood, one that the disciples would never forget. Now, usually a servant would be present to perform the menial task of washing the guest's feet. But there was no servant present there. None of the disciples were willing to wash each other's feet. So Jesus gets up on this occasion and he's going to teach a lesson in humility and servanthood. And he was going to challenge them to live a life of service and sacrifice. So Jesus stands, he takes off his outer garments and he places a towel around his waist and he goes from disciple to disciple and washes their feet. Gospel of John chapter 13 verse 15 to 17, Jesus says these words, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Now that we know these things, we will be blessed if we do them. Jesus wasn't trying to impress his disciples, but to clearly teach them how they should live. And Jesus calls us, just like the disciples in that room at that time, to take every opportunity to take the towel of service and to serve others. You know, if we refuse to do it, what we actually do is place ourselves above Jesus. I remember many years ago now, I took somebody on mission with me to a foreign country. And our flight was late and we missed connection, ended up in a hotel. And while we're in the hotel, the person that came with me felt that God had asked them to do something. And they appeared to me with a bowl and a towel, and I wondered, what are they going to do? And they said to me that they felt led by the Holy Spirit to serve me and to serve the mission, and they wanted to wash my feet. Now, I have to say, I was embarrassed about that at that time, and I thought, oh no, I can't let them wash my feet. But I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me and say, allow them to do that, because this is something I'm doing in their life and teaching them what it means to serve. Servanthood is at the heart of discipleship, and it's part of our commitment to follow Jesus. We should all be willing to do the most menial of tasks, whatever they may be, to serve others. I know for myself, I won't ask anybody to do anything at Oasis Christian Centre that I'm not willing to do myself. John 13:14. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet, it was symbolic of one of the greatest acts of servanthood the world has ever known. Now, the greatest act was, of course, when Jesus died on the cross and laid down his life for us on a cross. On the cross, Jesus served the Father and mankind. Jesus brought glory to the Father, and he reconciled man to God the Father. On our servanthood journey, we have the opportunity to serve our Heavenly Father, to serve Jesus, and to serve others. Sadly, one of the problems we can face in life is when we give somebody a title. I remember an Ealing regional leader that I know once used this phrase: give someone a title and they grow horns. And sometimes people do. They change. But there is one title we can and should use to remind ourselves who we are. Friends, you and I are sons and daughters of the living God. Wow, what an honour and what a privilege. Our identity is who we are in God. And that title is both for now and for eternity. And when we know who we are, that we're a son and daughter of the living God, then we are truly free to serve other people. So let's summarise for us today. It is our willingness to die to ourselves, to serve others, that makes us a disciple of Jesus. We need to be willing to serve others. If you aren't, then can I respectfully ask you why? Why aren't you serving others? If you're not serving on a team at Oasis, then speak to one of the pastors and ask for the opportunity and privilege to serve the local body of believers. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Think about how you can serve in your immediate community and also maybe abroad. It may be right now that God is calling you to be a missionary abroad, to serve abroad, to go on mission abroad as well. Maybe in your diary you're going to write down that God's calling me to do something in another country. There are many, many ways and opportunities to serve. What are you going to do today about that? If you're not doing so already, take the towel of service and wrap it around your waist and just do it. So let's pray for a minute. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today for the way that you show us and model servanthood. You are our ultimate example, and you teach us and show us how you expect us to live. I pray, Father, if we put down that towel for any reason, that, Lord, we'd be willing to pick it back up and to once again serve. Lord, if we need to move on and move forward, Lord, that we once again pick that towel up and serve again in the way that we did before, or perhaps in a new ministry. And Lord, if we've never done that before, I pray, Father, that you would show us what to do. Lord, we just want to bring glory to your name and glory to the Father at this time. So help us, Holy Spirit, we invite you to help us in this part of our discipleship journey. Thank you for joining with us today. The next section that we'll be looking at in Living the Best Life, a discipleship journey, we'll be looking at water baptism. Thank you so much for joining us. May God bless you.